Hey everyone, welcome back to Racing to Win, brought to you by Apex 146. I'm your host, Julia Robinson. So we are almost to the end of September somehow already, which means that there are only 4 rounds left of the 2021 MotoGP season. So the paddock has one quick week off coming from Misano before heading to Texas to race at the Circuit of the Americas. They will then be heading back to Misano, then back to Portugal before ending the season, of course, in Valencia. Now, there is a lot of talk around the World Championship standings, but we have to remember that there's more than just the individual racer winning the World Championship. There's the constructor. There's also Rookie of the Year, which is what we are going to focus on today, specifically comparing Jorge Martin and Enea Bastianini and their performances so far this season. So we will start with a pretty big picture overview of these two racers before diving into specific performance characteristics, who holds an advantage over the other, and how these two racers have progressed since March in Qatar. So sit back, relax, and let's talk racing. As it stands, Jorge Martin sits in 11th place in the World Championship standings with 71 points, and Bastianini is sitting in 15th place with 61 points. So only a very small 10-point difference that obviously can change drastically within one race. And we also have to remember that Jorge Martin actually did miss a few races due to an injury in the beginning of the season that he endured in Portugal. So Martin has actually only completed 10 out of the 14 races so far. Bastianini has been attending all of them. And with that said, Martin is still leading by 10 points. Now, Martin has definitely made an imprint in the MotoGP paddock this season. He has had some very high highs, some very low lows, and that has gotten him a lot of coverage. More recently, Bastianini has been seen a little bit more in the limelight, but there's a lot to unpack between these two performances because although Martin has been seen at the front of the qualifying grid, at the front of the pack during races and actually landing on the podium, Bastianini has been having a much more gradual approach to MotoGP and, in my eyes, a much more sustainable first year in the MotoGP paddock. So looking back again at just big picture overview, Martin has had 3 pole positions. Enea Bastianini has had no front row starts. Jorge Martin has had 2 third places and 1 first place finish. And as we know from last weekend, Enea Bastianini has had 1 third place finish. So for rookies, they've both really done well this season so far. They've both had their ups and downs, but they've also both proven that they deserve the seats that they were given and that they have a very big future ahead of them in the series. So we're going to work through a list of traits, characteristics, different indexes generated by Apex 146, and how those contribute to these rookies and how we see the rest of the season playing out. So starting with qualifying, Martin wins hands down. Like I've said, he's started on pole position numerous times. This is big for a rookie, especially because we've been able to see him match a strong qualifying with a strong race. And we typically don't actually see rookies being able to put 2 and 2 together in their first year. So qualifying, Martin, you know, 1 point. Martin Bastianini, we tend to see qualify more middle to back of the grid. Hole shot index. Now, Apex 146's hole shot index focuses not only on the grid position, but it also takes into account that first sector time. So we're looking at how well can someone qualify, but from there, how good are they at getting off of the grid? Because I could qualify on the front row, and I could honestly just be a terrible starter and somebody from the fourth row could overtake. And that's a really big advantage because not every qualifying is going to be your strongest. So being able to balance out maybe a week or qualifying with a really strong grid start, that's huge. So Martin, again, not a huge surprise, holds the dominant hole shot index compared to Enea Bastianini. We have seen him get off the grid, honestly, from like the middle back of the pack and then lead for a few laps. We saw that in Qatar at the beginning of the season. So again, huge advantage for Martin, because if he doesn't qualify well, we know that he still can be very competitive given his strong starts. Consistency in finishing position is really important, especially when we're talking about rookie of the year or a world championship title. Because if I'm up and down, I'm not going to be consistently collecting those points. And I know that Martin did endure a pretty big injury, so he did miss a few races. But regardless, Enea Bastianini has a very, very consistent finishing rate. And within that, he finishes within the same like range in the pack. And so I would not be surprised if we see this continue, because he has been a pretty steady rider throughout the season. And if he can keep his DNFs to a minimum for the remaining four races, I do think that he'll be able to really rack up some valuable points going forward. Now, getting into more actual indexes that I'm looking at from Apex 146. We'll start with the more basic ones, speed and consistency. Now, Martin made a big splash when he came into the season in March. He, for the first half of the season, including after his injury, was dominant in speed and consistency. And for rookies to show a strong balance between these two variables, that's huge, because typically we see someone come in and they have dominant speed, but they're all over the place, they don't have consistency. And then vice versa. Perhaps somebody comes in, they have slower lap times, but their lap times are very consistent. There's little variation. And then when they're able to build that comfort with their bike within the series, then we see them picking up their speed. That's when they get really dangerous. But with the races that Martin has had success, we've seen a very, very impressive balance between speed and consistency, which I would say he's like ahead of his time in that regard. With that said, Martin's performance fluctuates much more than Bastianini's. And so towards the second half of the season, we've seen Bastianini being very competitive with Martin on both speed and consistency, specifically consistency, I would say. But we have seen those indexes start to balance out between the two riders as the season has progressed. One of my favorite indexes from Apex 146 is net movement, because this holds a lot of weight. Are riders finishing ahead or behind of where they started? Ideally, you're always finishing ahead. And for Bastianini, he has had a positive net movement in every single race that he has finished. So he has had a few DNFs this season, but within the races that he's finished, he has always finished ahead of where he started. And beyond that, he's finished significantly ahead of where he has started. So we've seen really strong predator skills from him. So his overtaking skills, he's very strategic. And he's been rewarded for that, because we'll see him make up significant positions within a race. Now, Martin, on the other hand, we do see him qualify more towards the front. It is very cutthroat up there. His net movement index is a bit weaker than Bastianini's, but we do have to put it into context. He is fighting in the top 10 usually, where Bastianini is fighting more in the middle of the pack. Both are very competitive, but very different. I would say that there's actually more riders that are very competitive in the middle of the pack rather than the top where Martin has been lately. So unfortunately, Martin has a bit of a weaker net movement index. We do see him finishing behind of where he started, which is not ideal, but we also have to, you know, give him props, because a lot of the times he is fighting for some of those top positions. So alongside net, we can look at volatility in position. Now, Apex 146's volatility index looks at the fluctuation in position on a lap-to-lap basis. So being able to compare volatility and net movement is really important, because in a perfect world, these numbers are going to be equal. You know, I overtake somebody, I'm able to hold that position, opposed to I pass somebody, they pass me, I pass them. They pass me, I pass them one more time, and then I hold that. That's a waste of energy. It's a waste of tires. We don't like that. So not surprised, both of these riders have a pretty weak volatility. Now I'm going to contribute that to their prey indexes. Predator prey are really important because you're always chasing or you're being chased. Enea Bastianini is a dominant predator. He gets a huge point here over Martin for overtaking. Now both have pretty weak prey indexes, meaning they have not really locked in their defensive skills yet, but Martin does hold a little bit of an advantage in regards to prey. So volatility due to their unbalanced predator prey, both of them are, they have some work to do, but again, they're rookies. This is expected. It can be really hard for riders to oscillate between a predator and prey mentality because right after you pass someone, then you have to go into defensive mode and know where they're going to be trying to pass and how you can prevent that. So I do think that the volatility will evolve. It's only their first season. Both of them have some work to do on the defensive side, but I would say, especially for rookies, Enea Bastianini is a really strong predator. And I mean, I wouldn't want him behind me personally on a track. One last variable I want to look at is Apex 146's deterioration index. Now, this tracks a rider's ability to be able to maintain their times without too much degradation in a race. So this has a lot of emphasis on tire management, and it totally depends on the weather and the circuit temperature and how well someone is able to manage their grip. And overall, Enea Bastianini dominates in deterioration. This means that he is able to maintain his pace a little bit more in a race. We don't see him pushing really hard in the first half and then slowly falling within the second half. We have seen that a little bit more from Martin. But again, Martin and Bastianini are fighting in different areas of the grid. So whereas Martin is really fighting in the front and he has to haul because he is able to get that good start off the grid, he's able to get out in front, we tend to see him push really hard in the beginning. And then depending on the weather, we see him kind of paying for that and having to reduce his speeds. Whereas Enea Bastianini perhaps doesn't get the strongest start off the grids, but he is able to maintain his pace and continue pushing and improving his speeds throughout a race. Now that was a lot of information, I would say, packed into a short amount of time, but there are some really key things that we can pull out of this analysis. First of all, Martin and Bastianini are fighting in different groups of the grid. And so because of that, they're both evolving as riders differently. We're seeing Bastianini qualify a little bit farther back on the grid and then have a significant amount of work to do in order to achieve what he has been able to achieve. So first of all, he is fighting with pretty experienced riders. So we're seeing him go head to head with riders like Rossi, Pol Espargaró, Alex Rins, Nakagami, Oliveira, Vinales, just riders that do have more time under their belts. And the fact that Bastianini is able to ride with them, learn from them, and from there develop his own riding style is really valuable. So even though we're not always seeing him finish in the top eight, for example, we're seeing him move from 20th position on the grid and finishing in 12th. And that is not an easy eight positions to overtake when you're looking at who he actually is racing with. And then on the contrary, we're seeing Jorge Martin, and he tends to qualify a little bit higher up. And we're seeing him battle riders like Mir, Zarco, Miller, Bagnaia, Quartararo, Marc Marquez. And so for him, you know, he has to get that good grid start or else he's going to get swallowed. And he has to be pushing with speed to be able to create gaps. And so it's just two very different scenarios. And we're seeing how those two scenarios are affecting their rookie seasons. Martin has a little bit more risk in his riding because he has to in order to go up against these podium riders. He's putting it all on the line. We've seen, you know, not only a terrible injury, unfortunately, but we have seen DNFs. We have seen a lot of volatility in his position, but we've also seen really competitive speed, really competitive qualifying starts off the grid, which are valuable. So now we want to see him be a slightly more grounded, focusing on his consistency, not only within a race in regards to timing, but also just in a finishing position. So maintaining that forward momentum and working a lot on his defensive skills to prevent people from passing. And then looking back at Bastianini, we see him have really good base skill sets. His consistency, his deterioration, and his overtaking ability for a rookie is amazing. And so, similar to what we saw in Misano, we want to see Bastianini start to push his limits a little bit more in regards to speed. If he could improve his qualifying, I'm very confident that he would be able to fight with those top riders because of his overtaking ability and his awareness of his tires. So I think the biggest thing for him is his qualifying is holding him back and his level of pushing and getting out of the comfort zone, which is all part of being a rookie, being able to test the limits and find the limits. So we only have 4 races left. Texas is always exciting. Going back to Misano, I mean, that looks good for Bastianini because we did just see him get his first podium there. And then heading back to Portugal, which will be interesting because we actually have not seen Jorge Martin race there because he had to miss it due to injury earlier this season. And then finishing at Valencia, which is a tight circuit. It usually throws some curveballs for rookies. So I think it's going to be a really exciting end to the season, especially looking at Rookie of the Year, because if the riders are able to reflect on what they've done this season so far and acknowledge their areas of strengths and their areas of improvements, I think that they could both make concrete advancements in their performance. And I mean, they're competing with the best of the best already, but I think that they could even hold a bigger competitive edge. Off weeks are always fun because we get to talk about things like this and analyze different riders opposed to, you know, who we see being the most competitive going into the next race weekend. So I hope you enjoyed today, hopefully learned a little bit more about Martin and Bastianini. Studying rookies is really interesting because everybody comes in with very unique styles. Last year, studying Binder versus Alex Marquez was a very similar situation. Binder was much more similar to Martin, whereas Alex Marquez was very similar to Bastianini. It's just two totally different approaches to a rookie season. One is slightly more underwhelming but gradual and sustainable, and the other is ups and downs and a roller coaster with high successes and low lows. So it's always fun to see where these rookies go and tie back to rookies from previous years and how those riders evolved. So that is all for today. I did want to mention, if anybody ever has questions or requests on what we could be covering on this podcast doing differently, you can head on over to Apex 146's website. That's just apex146.com. Shoot us a message through the Contact Us page and we'd be happy to cater to what you guys really want to hear, what you want to learn about, what you find interesting. We're almost to the end of the season, but this podcast will be continuing during the off season. So fear not, we will not stop talking about racing. So as always, thank you for joining. You've been listening to Racing to Win, brought to you by Apex 146. I'm your host, Julia Robinson. Have a fantastic weekend, and we will see you next week before Texas.